graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Hi, this is WWE Hall of Famer Mean Gene Okerlund, and you're listening to Suplex City Limits. Great show. Couple of all good pricks as far as I'm concerned. Please. Yeah. Truly.
Randy Orton. Last week, it was supposed to be a happy Rusev Day. But you ruined it. But it's okay. Because there'll be many more happy Rusev Days to come. For examples, this Sunday at Hell in a Cell, when I break you in front of the WWE Universe.
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 130 of Suplex City Limits for October 7th, 2017. Let's get to the point, let's roll another joint. It's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, and you don't know how it feels to be him, my co-host.
Still alive, Tyler Fudge.
Fuck it, Tom Petty all over this shit.
I know. I was going to say something, but I was like, no, he died, I can't really. I'll just preface the fact that I'm still alive and he's not. But
welcome to episode 130. Got to give happy Thanksgiving to our Canadian friends. Exactly. And you, of course.
I am having Thanksgiving supper tonight.
Are you?
Yes.
Is the Canadian Thanksgiving similar to the American turkey stuffing?
Yeah, it's basically Christmas dinner.
Yeah. Did you guys exterminate a race on Thanksgiving?
We suppress natives.
Like we did? Yeah. You have the same kind of... It's a dirty thing, man.
Yeah, it kind of is. Especially like up here, too, where they sent like natives away to school to to whiten them.
This is a downer. Why are we talking about this?
Well, I mean, it's Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Tom Petty died.
I guess it's Thanksgiving, so we do have to make at least a mention of the plight of the Native Americans.
Yeah. Yeah, it just the decimation. That, never mind.
Suplex City Limits, available for listening wherever fine podcasts are found. If you like the show, you can support us by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. We have sizes small to 5XL. They ship all across our beautiful planet. And where you can follow me on Twitter at the show Twitter. It's at Suplex City Limit. You can follow Tyler at the Federation. Or you could just give us some money on Patreon. Give yourself a shout out on the show, like Bad Motherfuckers Casey, the Wrestling Soup Podcast, much love to Mish and Joey, the Mizcast, infamous Chris Savage, kick-ass Keith Martin, and Peyton Manning and Johnny Unitas, our legendary Indianapolis Colts, Jeremy Foltz.
Jesus Christ. I know who Peyton Manning is.
I think Johnny Unitas is. I hope he is. I meant to fact check that, but if it's incorrect, fuck you. What do you expect? This week on the Pod Smokingest Wrestling Pod on the Internet, the podcast of the immortals, we preview in Hell in a Cell. We'll talk the second night of Ultima Lucha Trace, of top five matches of the week, and a whole lot more. So are we ready to dive into this shit?
Yeah, I think we are.
Let's get into the news.
This week in the news, War Games returns. Someone else died. A 20-year plan.
I'm Jim Vicious. This is news to me. Yeah, first off, the passing of legendary wrestling host Lance Russell. He was 91, so I mean, you can't be bummed about someone living like 91. Like, no, dude, you live to be 91.
The only bummed out thing is like his daughter died like 2 days before he died.
No shit.
So that's pretty shitty. But
what was she like? Fucking 65.
She had cancer.
Oh yeah. Well, that's a bummer.
Bummers all over the place, man.
Dude, this week was a fucking giant bummer.
It was.
But we won't get into that because, like, I want this show to be, and always have, where an escape from the bullshit.
So, yes.
What else did you mention this week?
War Games.
War Games, dude. How cool is that?
That is pretty fucking dope. I popped hard. I popped a little bit less when I found out who was in it, but that was about it.
Right. Yeah. Well, I thought it was coming back. I was excited that it's NXT and not WWE. Because we always heard that for a long time, that Trips was trying to get that through. And Vince just hates anything WCW. So.
Right. Especially when you got two rings and you got to take away seats.
Will we ever get the three ring
War Games?
World War III? Or... Yeah, War Games.
No, probably not.
Yeah, War Games sucks. I said three wings.
No, wait, no. War Games is what we're talking about. World War III is what sucks. Yes.
Yeah. How the fuck do you pay attention to three Royal Rumbles at once?
I know, right? 60 people.
The only cool thing about it is just like 60 different people.
Yeah, and like what you could do with three rings. That's about it.
Exactly. So yeah, looks cool. Are we going to talk about that? It was kind of a weird deal. It got very quickly spoiled. I don't know. I've never really had NXT shit spoiled, but this whole run is spoiled for me now. So
it's like I've never stayed away from it. I don't go out to look for it. But no, it's the main event. You know, I'm sure some of it could be good, but there's a really odd pairing, and I don't understand why. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I guess we won't talk about it until it comes up.
I guess.
But the whole card was spoiled for me, so.
Yeah, me too.
What else do we have this week?
Billy Corgan released a 20-year plan for the NWA.
Very interesting. I've heard about, you know, I've heard people talking about it, but like, what is this 20-year plan?
Who do you have cares? Information on that? 20-year plan. Who cares?
So I don't understand what it, but that's like, was it in an interview that he said this somewhere?
Yeah. It's baffling that Billy Corgan has a 20-year plan for like what, an 80-year-old promotion that is fledgling in the dirt. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea what he's going to do with the NWA. It's very weird. Unless you do what you did back in the day and try to unite some indies together. Yeah. You know, but
yeah, I mean, most of those indies don't have written contracts anyways, where they can stop them from doing anything else.
Well, that's true. It is true. I mean, just random things I heard this week. Daniel Bryan talked about how he's growing his hair out because he wants to have a mask versus hair match in Mexico. Yeah. Seriously, that's what he said. Either that's a funny thing to say about it when people ask you, or that's fucking awesome. Who's going to wrestle in Mexico?
I could also see Daniel Bryan doing it just to see what everybody would say. It's just a big joke.
On the show, he'll do it and just just see if that'll piss Vince off.
Yeah. 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 Who would you say, who would you put a mask versus hair mask match with Bryan?
Well, I think it would have to be in CMLL.
Yeah,
it's what I've always heard, but I'm not, honestly, I can't say that I'm as familiar with the CMLL roster. I'm really not.
Yeah, no,
I'm really not. Do you name a person on that? I mean,
Atlantis.
Atlantis. Oh, hell, Atlantis is fucking awesome.
Yeah,
that is. I mean, yeah, I'd take that. I mean, the other guys I know is like Puma. And not Prince Puma either, the weird kind of chubby fucking I'm a tiger guy. I just feel like, yeah, he looks like a white tiger. He looks like one of those white tigers from Siegfried and Roy's fucking thing.
Yeah, he's He's sloppy good though. At best.
one week we had a slow fucking week, and one of his matches ended up on our top five. It's gonna be that kind of week. Fed, stick around. The top five this week is fucked. It's fucked.
Fucking bullshit.
Will Ospreay this week in WWE cuntiness. They were. He has been sent.
Oh wait! No! Wait now.
Oh, what?
WWE cuntiness.
This week in WWE cuntiness. They sent a cease and desist to Will Ospreay for some of his t-shirt designs, including Paw is War, which I get that because it's a Raw's War thing. Yeah. But what is this kitty style? Is that a...
I don't know. Strong? No, it can't be. Doggy style? Know.
They don't own doggy style. I don't know what that is.
Well, no, but like, because Road Dogg used to do the doggy style thing.
Oh. What the fuck is going on here? Why are these guys being such cunts?
I know. It's pretty bad.
Where do you draw the line? Go on Pro Wrestling Tees and see how many people have...
A Raw's War outlet thing? Like a...
Well, just parody shirts, right? Yeah. I mean, it's a million parody shirts on fucking Pro Wrestling Tees. I don't think they even do them anymore.
But, I mean, I mean, my whole gimmick is a parody with the Descendants logo, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't blatantly rip off a WWE shirt, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of course.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
This show is like a complete fucking... Our name is a ripoff. Well, sort of.
Suplex City Limits.
It's a play on the Austin City Limits. Our logo is basically their logo.
And we're both in the same boat.
Yeah, and we do have a King of Bong style t-shirt, so...
Yeah, but that's a New Japan. I'd rip
that's
off
true.
New Japan.
We are ripping off New Japan on that. Yeah. We'd rip off internationally. Stealing from the world.
Different continent. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty fucking shitty of them, though.
Yeah. No, it's especially with what they've done with the Young Bucks and everything. Making Hangman Page disappear.
What is that about?
That's just a joke. They're just...
That's just a joke?
Yeah.
That, like, they've... I wasn't sure what the deal was with that, but... What the fuck did they do this week on there?
On what?
On their YouTube channel.
Being the Elite?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I haven't seen it.
Just some absurd fucking shit on there. It's great. If you don't sub to that, you should definitely.
Oh, I'm subscribed. I haven't watched it for a few weeks, though.
Yeah. Let's talk about Sami Callihan coming into Impact soon.
Really? That's the first time I've heard of it.
Yeah, he's kind of the next guy they want to try to get from their deal with AAA. I don't know how his deal is working with AAA or what, but...
Well, I would imagine it's associated with Lucha Underground.
Sure, sure. So, which is actually interesting that they've have... Like, I kind of watched this last week's Impact, or at least chunks of it, and I was kind of into it just because I love AAA, and I love their wrestlers, so, like... I was, like, kind of into it, man, but no less. He could be showing up there sometime soon.
It's getting more interesting, that's for sure. You know what I mean? There's the talent that's starting to get involved, like Johnny Mundo and stuff like that. It's okay.
Yeah, you bring him in and I'm...
Well, he is. He's Johnny Impact.
Oh, right. I'm saying you bring him in and I'm totally in on that.
Oh.
We missed out last week. We had a throwaway fucking WWE match as our... Number five, because we didn't have anything else, and I guess Johnny Impact, as he's called, had a great match on Impact last week with, their champion.
I know, Eli Drake.
Eli Drake, there you go. Who's ripping off Ric Flair now, which is...
Really?
Oh, dude, that's his thing, though. He comes out in the suit, he's got a fucking cigar in his mouth. He, at one point, did a move on his jacket. I was like, really, dude? Come on, man.
Oh, man. Okay, well. He's a good talker, though.
He's actually not bad. What else did you have for news? I don't know. There wasn't a ton.
WWE announced a new television show for the network called 365, and it's where like they'll follow a superstar around. So like the first episode is going to be Kevin Owens from his 2016 debut until now, and so like that could be interesting.
Yeah, that could be something. I mean, at least it's on an interesting guy.
Exactly. And Bradley Cooper is rumored to play Vince McMahon in the aforementioned biopic.
Is that biopic like going to be the crazy nonsense one that was floating around for a while?
No. Vince kiboshed that one. The one where Linda was a stripper and shit.
Yeah, what the fuck was that about? I don't know.
Vince beat her or something like that.
Like, a real one would be cool, but it's not. It's going to be bullshit, you know? It's going to be only stuff they allow, so.
Yeah, unfortunately. But it still will probably be interesting just to watch a wrestling movie of that magnitude.
Yeah. I guess I'm not much of a biopic guy, man. I'm always like, really? I'm more of like, just give me the documentary. I want a documentary.
Okay, yeah, no, I get you there, yeah. But like, when it comes to wrestling, I'd really like to see a biopic.
I guess.
Because, like, I've heard everything, you know what I mean?
Wasn't there supposed to be a Benoit one? Did that ever happen, or that just
Didn't happen? And, like, the Sabretooth or whatever from X-Men was supposed to play Benoit. He was.
Oh, man. Ray I Donovan guess they probably didn't make that movie because we all knew how it ended, so. The ending was predictable. Good movie, though.
There's no happy ending whatsoever at all.
WWE officially announces the India tour, and Jinder Mahal is confirmed.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if they've held this off or whatever the deal is. Do you think they held off announcing it to kind of try and
see,
you know, not make it obvious that he's going to be the champion, right? Unless he loses it and then gets it back on a house show over there?
See, now this is, I heard something about how in India, they had, they called it the two-time WWE champion, Jinder Mahal.
Why?
That's,
oh, they did?
Yeah. So, I don't know if that plays into it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to get 100% on this one again, the Hell in a Cell. And that was playing really hard. I was like, oh, no, I want to say Jinder, but.
Transgender Mahal. Well, there you go. That's very interesting. I don't know. I don't think I have much else.
No, like they confirmed that Baszler signed with WWE.
She showed up at the Performance Center, right?
Yeah, but that's all I got.
Oof. I dislike that chick very much. I don't know her, but I mean, I just like her performance in the ring. I don't like her wrestling, and see now that's gonna go. She's gonna come in and like just. I hate the MMA gimmick, man. I don't like it.
Jim?
At the end of the
doesn't
day.
Like it.
No, sir. I don't like it. I guess
get
the other thing
my
I
lawn.
There's some talk about Lucha again.
Yes.
Exactly. I should just have a shirt that says get off my lawn. I should be cheery in the world because like I was at McDonald's this morning, and the person paid for my my breakfast sandwich. The person in front of me, and I get to the window, and I thought maybe I've heard of that, but I've never actually had it happen to me. And I get up to the window, and because I saw the lady giving her credit card, you know, and I was like, "What is she doing? Is she? Oh no, she's not buying my shit, is she?" And I get up to the window, and my total was like, dude, for an egg white delight and a Diet Coke is like fucking $3.75 or something, you know? He's like, oh, she paid for yours. And I'm like, to the girl working the way, I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do then? Like, am I supposed to pay for that guy behind me? Because I heard him fucking order. And he ordered like four fucking meals and shit. And I'm not paying like 20. I'm not going to pay his $20 shit.
I've had it happen to me. It was just like, I'm not going to do it. Fuck that.
I thought, well, dude, I mean, I get it, and I like, you know, but my thought was like, dude, some of those bums around somewhere, go buy him a fucking breakfast. Yeah. I'm already in line in my car, you know, obviously, I'm here, so I have money to buy my own breakfast. You know, buy breakfast for somebody who doesn't fucking have breakfast would be my thought, but no less. And also, this bitch was driving like a fucking Audi Q7 SUV.
Oh, yeah, fuck her.
I was like, you should be buying all of our fucking breakfast.
Yeah, driving treats on her.
At least $100,000 SUV.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
But no less. There's but talk about Lucha Underground. Go ahead.
No. I just you were talking about it's $100,000, but no less. It can go both ways. It's like no less than $100,000, or
I wasn't
my stone fucking mind just giggled at us.
The but no less was just like a pivot to move on.
Exactly. It was just going to go two ways, and my mind went the other way.
Pod smokingest wrestling pod on the internet.
Derailed.
But yeah, there's talk about the new Lucha Underground filming. Evidently, they have somebody who's interested in investing.
Yes. But not as much. Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be less money per episode and for the season. So I don't know what that's going to be, what that's going to turn out to be, man. Some of the production will be down, I guess. Why didn't Billy Corgan get involved with that? Why don't you fucking put some money in there if you want to lose money in wrestling.
go for it. By all means, go for it.
Which is what everybody does but the WWE.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. I'm pretty fucking much. Well,
New Japan makes money.
Okay. You're right there. But Impact, definitely. How does Impact never make money but still exist?
They've never had a year where they've made money. And it baffles my mind.
How is that a thing? Loans. How the fuck is it a thing?
Well, that's because Panda Energy, right? Panda Energy backsourced it, you know what I mean? And whatever that was owed, they footed the bill until they just completely cut them off. And that's when shit just...
Yeah. Well, WCW didn't make money for a long time until fucking Bischoff, changed it up.
Ted Turner was just paying for it.
Yeah.
Right?
So, that's crazy. Please give us more Lucha Underground.
Yeah, please. Somebody with money.
Chris DeJoseph, please give us more Lucha. More Lucha, please. But yeah, that's about all I got fucking for news this week.
Yeah, no, nothing else, sir. News is done.
All right. Fucking A. Nailed it. Like, I feel like a high five. All right.
All right, yeah.
All right, moving on. Let's move on to the SCL Top 5.
Suplex City Limits
Top 5.
The SCL Top 5, just our favorite five matches we've watched this week. Doesn't mean that there's not better matches or there's the best matches. Or blah, 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 blah. Okay.
Yeah, let's start this off by saying I would have liked to have been able to see Ricochet and Shane Strickland.
Yeah.
I would have liked.
MLW, right?
Yeah. I would have liked to have seen War Machine and Young Bucks from MLW. I would have liked to have been able to have seen Pete Dunne and Mara Fuji from Lucha Forever, but I couldn't. So,
and we couldn't even see any of the WCPW shit, really. So,
no.
We searched for all of these things. Well, MLW was weird because they're like, we're gonna put it's coming out today, like
yes,
which we're recording Saturday. So I don't know if is it still. I don't know. Does it cost money? I don't know.
I would say so. I would say it's gonna cost like $9.99.
Well, I'm not going to pay $9.99 for wrestling that happened 3 days ago. So
there you go.
But no less. So it was a fucked up week, man, because we came into this. You know, we had a top two.
Yeah.
And then I started watching weird shit. I even ended up watching some Rev Pro this week, which I've never watched before.
And never will again.
Yeah, I never will again, probably. Yeah. That shit is weird. I could shit on them, I guess, but I'm not going to do it. Basically, it was just like the first tag team out didn't look like wrestlers, and then the second tag team out looked even less like wrestlers than they did. These dudes were like 140 pounds or something.
Oh, you know, like Mike Bailey's.
Yeah, cool. Worse than Mike Bailey. Make Mike Bailey look intimidating. These guys, there's nothing to them at all.
The other white
meat. And it's like, why the fuck are you in a wrestling ring?
Yeah. No.
But no less. The top five, sorry. you taking us through it or what?
Sure. We had Roderick Strong taking on Drew McIntyre from NXT. That was a
really fucking good match.
Yeah, it was. It was a good, definitely a good main event. It's a match that you knew was coming. It was a match that was well worked. It was
you know how the fucking finish was going to be too. So
yeah, that was the disappointing part about it. Mari de Moff versus Phoenix in a mask versus hair match on Ultima Lucha Trace.
Dude,
man,
that was fucking good.
The gig job on his face, man. Phoenix, that just gushed blood.
Yeah, he's always has a gusher, and Marty fucking licks his blood off of his hands and shit.
Oh, and then Miss Los Santos kisses Phoenix, and that was just like a little. You could tell she was hesitating. She was like, "I don't want to kiss this Mexican man with blood all over his face."
At one point, he held him hostage with the scissors to his throat.
Yeah.
In the match, it was like, this is fucking. When's the last time someone's like, you know, threatened with a weapon to their throat? This is pretty fucking hardcore.
It had a lot of real elements to it. It felt, you know, like that. You know, like it was really well acted and shit. I really liked it.
Yeah, I like to afterward he bails up the stairs before they can shave his head, and out comes Mariposa, who then smashes him in the head with a chair and handcuffs him on the stairs.
First, he rolls down the fucking steps, which had to have hurt.
And they fucking shaved his head. As Stryker said, Phoenix the Barber Beefcake. Huh?
Yeah.
I like fucking dumb references that Stryker does like that.
Oh, Stryker.
But yeah, that was a fucking really good match.
We had Ivelisse and Katrina. Now, this is not like, oh my God, this match was so good. This match was, I've never seen a Katrina match, and I expected a lot worse.
I thought this match was, it's really weird, right? So it's a shit show, but also it's on our top five.
Yeah.
Because it was entertaining. It was fun.
A lot of smoke and mirrors.
Oh, dude, that is definitely in my notes for this match, yeah. Right? Shit loads of smoke and mirrors. I mean, at one point, like, Katrina locks herself in Dario's office, she opens the door, she gets hit in the head with a bottle. There's like three or four bottle shots to the head in this.
Yeah. It's like, how would you gimmick glass like that to not, you know what I mean?
Oh, the fake glass bottles.
Like, what's like fake glass?
Oh, like sugar glass.
Okay, fair enough.
To be fair, those windows last week were not fake.
No, that was not sugar glass.
But Eva wins the match with a rock shot. She hits her with the fucking magic rock in the head. And post-match, Jeremiah Crane comes out and fucking Tonya Harding's her knee. So.
What the fuck?!
So yeah, he's in love with Katrina, as we've found before on there. So
yeah, he told Ivelisse that earlier in the night.
Yeah. Here's where it gets a little more interesting: Phantasma and Tejano Jr. versus EC3 and James Storm from Impact.
you say that with such enthusiasm, like from Impact.
Dude, I did radio, man. I learned to be excited about anything.
I didn't know if you were like saying the explanation point at the end of Impact or not.
The 45th annual Cancer Walk, celebrating cancer for awareness. No.
Sponsored by Impact. Over to you.
I always wanted to do fucking dumb shit like Buick commercials and shit, but there we go.
Oh, go buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down your road.
We have acres and acres of fresh used Buicks. This match was awesome. I love Phantasma. Or Phantasma del Hiel, as he is known.
Or King Cuerno.
Or King Cuerno. Yeah, any of them I'm fucking in. That guy is awesome.
Yeah, I don't like the fact he's not on Lucha Underground anymore.
Yeah, he had a falling out with them because he wanted to. I guess he had a shot to be in the CWC.
Yeah, apparently.
And they cock blocked him on that.
Ooh. Bunch of kints.
Taking a top five hit.
Yeah, you were.
But yeah, why would you want to be? You go to the CWC and fucking. You could be where Lindsay Dorado is right now, or.
Right.
Grand Metalik. You could be fucking. Jobbing on 205 Live.
Can you imagine? Phantasma just being a jobber.
Yeah, I could. Fuck, I could see it.
With that body, though? Jesus. And all that hair coming out from under the mask?
Yeah, I don't know why they don't fucking shave his head or something. Or get his hair tucked up in there. You could just put pins on his hair and keep him down. I don't like the hair coming out of the fucking mask.
Oh, yeah, that's like uncle hair coming out from the shirt.
I guess. This seems like a dark, suppressed memory, you know?
Oh, no.
And then when he takes his shirt off, you know, it just puffs out. And
it's just a quaff.
Why is your uncle taking his shirt off, man? Oh.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums, getting all swollen with a light blue hue to them.
Glorious. And this is fucking weird. You're probably not going to see some wrestling from here on our top five again. But, I'm being honest. It's crazy. It's like we've been doing this for a while, and never have I said, from championship wrestling from Hollywood, Bateman and Scorpio Sky. Did you catch this match or not?
I didn't, but it's something I'm gonna look out for it tonight.
Dude, it is fucking good. It is a damn good match. I was impressed. Because I'm like, I don't know who either of these guys are, which I'm sure a lot of people do know who they are.
I've heard the name Scorpio Sky, but
who are, you know, people who are more in touch with such things. But they were mentioning this too. I didn't watch because I got this was suggested by Brad. So shout out to Brad. He listens to the show. He's a good dude. But they were mentioning Ricky Mandel throughout the show. So Ricky Mandel was in like the fucking main event of this. So
oh really?
Yeah.
Not Ricky Mundo, Ricky Mandel.
No, Ricky Mandel. So, yeah, this is on Fight App, too. CWF Hollywood. Actually pretty impressed by everything. The production's really good.
Yeah, would you put it on par with ROH?
As far as the production of it, I'd put it right there with it, yeah, actually.
Okay.
The commentary was pretty good. I mean, it was a little over the top. One guy was like pretty over the top, but I was actually really impressed with like the whole fucking thing. I mean, I don't know about some of the gimmicks that they have going on there. This Bateman guy is like he's like a fucking old style English murderer kind of dude. What is that guy? Like Jack the Ripper. He's got like TJ the cloak and the fucking top hat and what have you.
It's either that or he's going to go solving crimes.
Yeah, or that. And Scorpio Sky, I don't know what this guy's gimmick is. He had like a fucking, he had a low-rent version of Naomi's entrance. I don't know if she stole that from him or what.
Oh, fair enough.
Oh, wait a minute. That's not him. That was somebody else. I take that back. That was some asshole from RevPro. I watched so much wrestling this week because I was like, dude, we need to have a top five. And like, I need to find five fucking matches, so there you go. That's our top five. You can check out Championship Wrestling from Hollywood on the Fight app. So, boom.
Boom.
What's it?
No.
Boom. I'm really baked today.
Me too. I couldn't stop laughing for like 5 minutes.
Well, you're at work and I'm working late or something today. And I'm just like, yeah, I've been up for like hours. It's a fucking a work day worth of just smoking all day. So, yeah. I'm pretty fucking faded at this point. But let's talk about Raw.
Welcome everyone to Monday Night Raw.
I would say Raw was a little faded this week.
In which way?
Just not very good.
Oh, well, okay. That's the usual, man.
I know. But this one, I don't know. I felt like I could have watched Raw in a half an hour.
Yeah, it was pretty shitty. I don't want to get too much into it because I don't want to do the same thing that they're doing. It's kind of weird. I guess I'm just pointing out that they do this. I don't like that they start these shows with downers, and they put downers in all of these fucking shows, man. You know what I'm saying? The show starts, and it's this Vegas stuff.
The Vegas thing, yeah.
Which is awful, but like, dude, I don't want a reminder of it. Like, can't we just have an escape? And that's my issue, too. We'll get into more with this fucking Dana Warrior bullshit later. But it's like, could you fucking let me watch a show? You know, watch some wrestling and disconnect without having to see fucking, like, dying children every Monday and every Tuesday?
Yeah.
You know?
I completely understand. But I don't, it's not in WWE's nature to, you know what I mean, to not jump onto any bandwagon they can.
And that's like from day one on this show has always been, we don't talk about politics or religion or when the bad shit happens in the world, you know, we just like don't fuck with it, man, because we just want, like, I just want like a 2-hour escape from the bullshit. You know, you can come have some laughs and forget about all that bullshit. So when they inject it in there, I don't fucking like it. But whatever. Shane was there too, which was interesting.
It was, yeah, I was wondering if I seen Shane like front and center.
Yeah, I don't know if him and Owens were maybe doing something, working on their match.
Maybe. Oh,
possibly.
Yeah. Because you know Shane needs that rehearsed like a month.
But yeah, coming into it was interesting. The opening recap is the Reigns and Miz stuff. So like, this is the main thing of the show, man. I guess because it's got Reigns.
Yeah, yeah, and it co-mingles with everything else as the show goes on.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, what else do you have in here? Rollins is defeated by Strowman.
Yeah, yeah. Ambrose runs in, but he's taken out by Dabar.
It makes no sense though, because you recall last week, I mean, they don't expect you to, but where Rollins is like going off on Ambrose for doing stuff like that, for having matches. Like, you can't do that. We're a team. You can't just go and have a match with Strowman. That's stupid. And then he does the same, you know.
Yeah, because, they had to make them look like they're one and the same, you know, like they both suck against Strowman. So.
And they're like, what is the point of beating your fucking tag team champions like back-to-back weeks in singles matches?
It means Braun Strowman should take him on and win and keep both tag team championships.
That'd be the only logical, right? Like, if you're following how you book wrestling, that would be where you should be going. That'd be the only reason you would ever do this.
Yeah. Really though, which doesn't I'm make not any opposed sense. To seeing. I wouldn't mind seeing that Braun Strowman taking on tag teams all the time.
Well, now they're making up for it, and they're putting extra sauce, you know, extra spice in the mix because they have to rehab Strowman after looking fucking stupid against Lesnar.
Yeah.
So that's why the next night they have him come out and, just destroying people to try to rehab the guy. I just don't know why you do that. You beat your tag champs. That's fucking stupid. Yeah. You got a million people he can beat on the fucking roster. Right. What does this have to do with anything?
Gold dust. Our truth.
Yeah, you got our truth, man. And I don't know, it really kind of fucking hit me here how much I dislike Braun Strowman's finisher. Of all the finishers to have, the running fucking power slam.
Yeah, that's a little weak. But I mean, it's better than that reverse choke slam.
It's bizarre!
I am bizarre!
That was his fucking finish.
Yeah, yeah, it was too. It was.
It works on two levels all at the same time. But Wacky Dean does come out. Braun fucks him up too. So, yeah, he beats down both of them. Not only beats each of them singly in matches, beats both of them down at once.
You know, Davey boy, he was really, really swollen, you know, and, I helped him. I would clean his bum before he'd inject, and I'd walk away though because I'm against that stuff. And Martha, she withheld the pussy if I would help. And fucking bitch.
Jesus. Oh fuck. But it's interesting too. Braun leaves and walks right by the bar. No problem with them. You know, I think I always thought that's funny in wrestling. It's like
with Neville
heels.
Too, when they're doing the whole cruiserweight thing.
Yeah, when you think like a character like Braun should be, just like he'll fuck anybody up. It doesn't matter. Wouldn't that be way cooler?
Well, yeah, because like the whole, I always thought he was a little unhinged, you know? I don't think unhinged matters against, you know, just
faces and heels.
Yeah.
Mm. That's always been a bitch of mine with WWE and these like 3-hour shows, and, you know, someone will switch to face or something and all of a sudden they're with the faces. You could just take a minute or two out and do a backstage thing where they don't trust him. They're like, all right, you know. And there's something to do that to bridge the gap.
Thing. Yeah, yeah, a little
just
little
rather
drama.
Than like, oh, he's a face now, so he just teams with these faces. Of course. Because of course he does. No less. What did you think? This whole Mickey thing. That was something.
Yeah.
The biggest bit of kayfabe in this is that she has her own dressing room. Honestly.
No. That's really? Complete bullshit. Pump the brakes, son.
She goes in the room, yeah, and she has, someone has left her Depends as a joke because, get it, she's old.
She's old, yeah. She's, well, how old is she?
She's not that old,
no,
dude.
No, she's like 30s?
Late 30s, probably.
Jesus. What about what you think of her getting inducted into the Native American Music Hall of Fame?
Oh, really?
Yeah. That got announced this week.
What is that about?
She was a country singer for a little while she was in Impact. She did her own theme music and shit.
And she's part Native American?
Well, she wore, at least that's her cover up for wearing that headdress to WrestleMania.
Oh, she must be part then, huh?
Yeah, part Cherokee or some shit.
That's always the one that people go to when they like make a joke about that, you know?
I don't know anything else.
I'm 1/16th Cherokee.
Oh, fuck.
That's weird. I should make it because I have a free pass, so I should make when the opportunities to make Native jokes come up, I should make them because I got a free pass.
That's true.
Mrs. Vicious is a fucking Aboriginal Canadian.
I'm
as it were,
cunt hair of a Métis. So fuck it.
Oh shit. I didn't like this at all. But it was interesting too. She goes to Alexa's dressing room, pounds on the door. And Nia comes out like a fucking, it was a total bull dyke situation, you know?
Yeah. She attacked. She's sleepy. Alexa Bliss attacked her the other week.
Dude, I put that on Twitter when I was watching this. I was like, can anybody explain to me why the fuck these two are aligned again? And nobody had, you know, nobody had a fucking reason. There is no reason.
No, it's just cause.
Just fucking because, dude. That's the thing, too, is like, to this guy, you know, Vince McMahon, you think of that classic scene of that cocksucker sitting at a table where he does the, we make movies, pal, and he, like, takes a sip of his water with, like, the biggest shit-eating grin on his face. This shit is the worst fucking...
It is.
It's the worst story show on television. Find me a show that's, like, more poorly written and put together than this show. No. I don't fucking believe there is.
No, you won't.
Even give me the excuse of it being live either, because I remember watching at one point Drew Carey's show. They did live episodes of that show.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just fucking to be weird. Yeah. So it can be done. Well, of course they were. Yeah, they fucking know what they're doing. This show sucks.
Yep. And you know what though? I understand why if people look down on people that watch wrestling. I do understand it. If you just watch this, you know what I mean? Like, how simple do you have to be, son? You know what I mean? Like,
if you've never liked wrestling previously from like back when it was good, I don't know what make you get into it now.
No. No. At all.
Who's never watched wrestling and flips by Raw and is like, oh, this is cool. I'm going to start watching this.
This might be very unpopular and very disliked. But maybe that's why handicapped people like it so much, because it's simple as shit.
What do you mean handicapped people?
Retarded people.
When I say handicapped, I mean retards. No, it is kind of like probably why there's, you know, fucking bumfuck, like sister fuckers and shit who watch it. Man, I love pro wrestling. I don't know why I put a southern accent on every. You ever notice that? Like, I put a southern accent on anything.
Next to incest?
No, just anything that I mean to be like sound stupid. And I don't mean that at all. I don't mean to do it. I just fucking do it. So we have a lot of Southern listeners.
Lies.
We're great people. Huh?
I said lies, Jim, lies.
We do?
No. I mean, nothing. But them being great people, shit.
Well, I don't know how good of people they are. I mean, they listen to our show, so
hey,
that's
man,
good enough.
I just joking around. You're all great to me, man.
As long as you listen to our show, I think you're pretty good in my book, you know?
Exactly.
I don't care what else you do.
But I just don't want to know about it.
Yeah, I just don't want to know about it. Oh, Bray Wyatt is in a room as about as smoky as the one that I'm sitting in right now.
Yes.
Talking about
well.
Sister Abigail, it was kind of a short thing. It's not the last we'll see of him. So.
No. And then we get Samson singing a song.
Dude, Elias, please. It's not Samson anymore.
Sorry.
He's just Elias. He's not the Drifter either anymore.
No, he's just Elias. He's
yeah.
Let's walk with Elias.
Now, why even bother fucking coming up with gimmicks and shit in NXT?
I know, right?
He takes on Titus O'Neil because that'll help get Cruz over. Yeah.
Yeah, money.
Elias wins. Dumb.
Who cares?
Him and Cruz face off? Like, fuck you, dude. You already lost to him twice. You'll not fucking do
yeah,
this again.
Don't even do it. We got an Asuka vignette again.
Mm. Yeah, they're going to take all surprise out of that. Completely.
Oh, yeah. And then they're going to make it fall flat as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
How much you want to bet that it's all this build to this and it's just nothing? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, but even better off, you just did it as a surprise.
Yeah.
But no less. Naya with her new best friend Alexa taking on. What? Oh, no. Alexa's with her, excuse me, not on her team.
No.
Taking on Mickey, who. You know, they call her old all the time. It doesn't really give you a sense of youth when she's wearing, like, big bell bottoms, does it?
No, they really don't help her in that way. That's for sure. But it's weird. This match, you know, have you ever seen Nia Jax get knocked out for so. Well, I mean. But, like, Mickey James really puts a number on Nia Jax, but just doesn't get the pin.
Yeah. And you want to know what makes Nia seem like a dominant monster heel?
What?
Not having long matches with non-contenders.
Yes.
What the fuck, dude?
Yes. Mm. 9 minutes. This was almost a 10-minute match.
Yeah. Fucking Enzo. Recap of him being killed by the 205 roster.
Yeah. And then he's just with Renee and shit.
He doesn't say anything. He just looks like he's going to cry.
Yeah.
Fuck. Like, you're fucking champion, everybody. Is this the robot interviewer, the girl in the next segment?
Charlie Caruso?
Is that who's the robot one, or no? Is that somebody else?
No, I think that's Dasha.
Okay, because I'm going to say, if this is robot girl, she's went 100% the other way.
No, Charlie Caruso's like, always been decent.
Way too over the top, I must say.
It's very easy on the eyes as well.
You know, she was dressed like a member of Right to Censor.
Was she?
Yeah, she looked like a white shirt with a black tie. She looked like Ivory, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. What Angle comes in, makes a match at TLC for Mickey James and Alexa.
And Mickey James just got, like, overly excited. I thought she was going to start kissing Kurt Angle.
Yeah. From there, we go into a Facebook angle between Gallows and Anderson and Matt Hardy and Jason Jordan. These Facebook things are... Who sees those ahead of the show? I don't know. Do you ever?
I don't.
Who sees them and is like, fuck yeah.
I'm so stoked to see what happens tonight. No. I wouldn't say there's too many people. I would say a few million. No.
Yeah.
No.
Only
2.5 million watch.
So. Right. Jordan comes out sans singlet, but still in the 90s colors.
Yeah, it's getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah, right? Do you think you could wear less out there, pal?
I'll see those abs all day.
Yeah. Did this last week. We're doing it again. Is that not right?
Yeah. No, they've done it before. I think multiple times, actually.
Fucking Booker here. This is for the first time ever, dude.
Fucking Booker.
Shucky ducky yabba dabba. That's the fucking first time. Oh. But just seeing Jason Jordan tag with Matt reminds you how much Jason Jordan should just be a tag guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good fiery guy. You know, he can take the comeback tag and just run wild.
Hell of a hot tag, hell of a drop kick.
Yep. Yep, and that's where it ends.
Yeah. The heels win this week, so 50-50 booking.
Yeah. They got to do something with Matt Hardy while Jeff is gone, right? You think like they got to pull something out here?
I guess Jeff had another surgery. He's out past Mania.
Oh my.
Yeah. So, fuck, I don't know what they're going to do with Matt. They have an interview with Braun, which they shouldn't, but they did.
At least he didn't say much.
That's true. Oh man, here we go. Dana Warrior in the ring. God, she's an annoying cunt. Everything about her I just hate. I hate
her
it all.
Her mouth. The way those...
Dude, her mouth! Yes, the way...
She could eat an apple through a picket fence. That's not cool.
Yeah. Oh, shit. She's a cunt. Her husband was a shitty wrestler and homophobe and an asshole. But no, you get the faces and the heels and the ring together. Which is lovely. And they all group hug one at the end. Everybody
group
hugs.
Happy and smiling. And...
Yeah, I get. Okay, you don't want to keep up kayfabe, you know, all the time. You know, you want to do that. But, dude, you can't even keep up kayfabe on your own show in your own fucking ring.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. Is that not crazy? I'm not even a stickler for kayfabe at all. You know, but Jesus, dude, if you can't keep it in your own ring, what are we doing here?
Yeah, it's still the TV show. You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
But I understand why they did it, because there's no way in hell that the crowd was going to even resemble a cheer if those girls didn't, you know, start it off. You know what I mean? But
I guess this is awful, though.
It was. It was absolute garbage.
Yeah. And the Susan G. Komen Foundation is bullshit. Anyone will tell you. Look it up online. Not even just like, oh, there's some fringe site, legitimate site. Everybody knows that this fucking charity's bullshit. People make a lot of fucking money off of it. But she quoted her husband, too, in this. You know, she's like, is my husband the Ultimate Warrior said?
Down with homosexuals.
Yeah. Queerin doesn't make the world go around or make the world work. Or how about the time that he said a bunch of horrible shit about Bobby Heenan when he was dying of cancer?
Yeah. Yeah.
The fuck.
It's just an all-around piece of shit, man.
The rewriting of history on the Ultimate Warrior, dude.
And it's a fucking shame, man.
Yeah, and these new fans, these newer people, they have no fucking idea.
No.
About all the shit that guy said and did. And pretty fucking sad. You got Reigns and Miz. Hell yeah! Thank you for bringing that back. Oh my god. Yuck nasty. Reigns and Miz IC Championship match.
Yep, went to a DQ like everything else.
During Miz, we couldn't even wait to get into the Superman punches. During his intro, there's Superman punches.
Oh man, to everybody. So I think if Maurice was there, he would have Superman punched the baby out of her vagina.
Superman punch in the gut.
Yeah.
So he goes around Superman punching the Miz Taras, which I guess you can do.
Yeah, I mean,
unprovoked on anything. I mean, can you do that?
Austin used to give everybody stunners.
It's a little different deal.
Yeah.
Boa attacks from behind before getting the third Superman punch before the match even fucking started.
Yeah.
But they go to commercial, then they come back. So I guess the match started during commercial.
Yep. Nope. That's exactly what I'm assuming too.
Awesome. Reigns eventually kicks out of Miz's finish. Miz kicks out of a Superman punch. The bar attack. So Reigns wins by DQ. Why did the bar attack?
I don't know, but they attacked Seth Rollins on his match. I'm assuming if Dean Ambrose had a match, he would have attacked him. Now this is just the easiest way to get Roman Reigns involved in the angle.
Yeah. At least it's going to be the Bar and Miz, not the Miz Taraj.
Thank God. So thankful for that. This match might actually be pretty good.
And with Robot Reigns of the Neutralizer, Bro Kick, Skull Crushing Finale, then leave and come back, just like Braun did, just like every heel does these days in WWE. And they give him the Shield Power Bomb, do the hand gesture. No Dean or Seth.
No. Okay. It's so stupid.
Mm-hmm. In case you forgot that Bray Wyatt has been made to be a joke, losing to Balor repeatedly, Balor's out to remind you of this.
I don't like to talk, but in case you forgot, I beat Bray Wyatt 2 times in a row.
Yeah, exactly. 2 times in a row. But Bray's back in his smoky room. And dude cuts badass promos still, dude. I really like this promo.
This promo I at least understood. And I thought that that helped greatly in my pleasure in the promo.
And at the end, he morphs into zombie Bray, or?
I was thinking black metal Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, exactly. He does look like he's in some fucking Norwegian black metal band, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming. Did he say he's going to, like, peel back his flesh and shit?
Yeah. And he's like, well, there's talk again that Sister Abigail will be a thing.
Yeah, I've heard it will be just him dressed up as a woman. I've heard it would be, I don't know. I've heard everything you can imagine.
Very weird. Very weird. Well, if he did this match again, they should just send him out there in like corpse paint, dude. Like fucking black metal corpse paint. Yeah. That'd be sweet.
Yeah, I think so. I would be down with that.
That'd be cool. What else do we go from here?
Bailey and Sasha took on Emma and Alicia Fox. That was 10 minutes of nothing.
Oh, yeah. That's fun. I'm pretty sure I just kind of skipped on.
Oh, I did. I did skip that.
Emma refuses to take the tag from Alicia Fox.
I don't have that. Yeah, I do.
Alicia Fox.
I thought I got rid of that.
Well, probably could
ever see her again in here. Yeah,
it's probably time to fucking purge that one from the board.
Noam Dar just gets made fun of by Enzo.
Emma, she walks away as Bailey pins Fox. Pretty pointless shit.
Yeah, it is.
And in case, because you just don't seem to get it yet, Enzo's out to tell you he's heel again.
Enzo is a fucking abortion.
Oh, shit. God, this promo was fucking awful. But he's acting like a heel, but he's wearing the face breast cancer shirt and a pink ribbon on his forearm. So.
Yeah, yeah. Man, somebody's got to teach him how to properly apply a hat. I don't know if that's just the old man in me, my get off my lawn shit, but man.
I don't know. How is he wearing his hat? I don't know.
Sideways.
Oh, God, who does that?
Nobody. Fucking someone's Ken trying to play, maybe. That's been it.
Word? So, someone was trying to give me shit the other day for flat bill. Like, the fuck out of here, dude.
Yeah, I know. Fuck.
Flat bill life, motherfucker.
Flat bill life, bitch.
And people are like, oh, that's the new fad. And I'm like, is it? I've been rocking flat bill hats for like a fucking decade, sir.
Yeah.
I've always rocked flat bills. I know you rock flat bills as well.
Yep. Yeah, I put like a slight bend, but nothing. Mine just pokes off and I just find it uncomfortable to have it completely flat because then it feels like it's puffing out. But yeah.
I was laughing at the, I don't know. I think you had an extra S in there somewhere, extra pluralization.
Let's go for sushis there, Jim.
Yeah, fuck. But actually, so, what the fuck? Oh, yeah, okay, sorry.
They announced Kalisto?
Before that, I actually enjoyed him going around the ring insulting every guy.
I did, too. That was
fun. I don't know. I actually really fucking enjoyed that. But, yeah, they're going to, so because all these guys can't take him on, there's going to be, the new assignee. And I'm like, wow, all right, dude, this could be cool. And it's Kalisto.
Yeah,
he's back to make a good lucha thing. Woo goddamn!
Woo goddamn! Dude, I don't have that no more.
We did? I don't even remember that we
oh,
did.
Oh yeah. I had it for a little while, but then I got rid of it. Again. Didn't think I'd ever see him again.
Exactly. They were like, oh, Cleese's done. When you saw him get fucking thrown in a dumpster like in a fucking aborted fetus.
Yeah. This is like, where do you go from there?
Yeah. So he comes out, he takes out Enzo in a second. I mean, I like Kalisto, but the people don't like him, dude. Like, I looked online, and the reaction, people hate Kalisto.
Well, it's a lot of it, they're conditioned to, because he's always been nothing. Every time there was supposed to be a big Kalisto thing, it's just a little let down. Like, when he got stuck in the elimination chamber, he couldn't get, that ruined him. You know what I mean? Like when the two times there, it's just like everybody got rid of it. And then teaming it up with Sin Cara was nothing. And that stupid United States title push they gave him was nothing.
Yeah, the filthy casuals have no fucking respect for fucking luchadors anyway. So.
No.
And why would they? Because this company, aside from Rey Mysterio, has never done jack shit with a luchador.
Nope. They had that Ultimo would make Dragon. Like
they did have Ultimo Dragon, yeah. Sad.
Steph wanted to take the mask off of him because he was too handsome, a.k.a. Andrade Cien Almas.
Oh, yeah. Who's finding himself in very fucking interesting positions on that show coming up, which is weird.
Yes.
I understand that. So, he gets taken out, and at the end of the show... This is fucking awful. Is this their idea of telling a story? Unbelievable. Reigns is backstage, like, icing himself or something. When Dean walks in, says nothing. Just stares at him, lovingly. With his fucking thumbs in his belt loops. And then Seth Rollins walks in, and no one says anything, dude.
No one. They just touch shoulders.
They didn't. Yeah, they stare at each other. And then those two leave, which, I mean, I guess I get not, you know, blowing that been a backstage bit, but what was the point of the backstage thing? I don't even fucking get it, dude.
Yeah, no, you think that, like, they could have switched things around and have the Shield, the attack on Reigns come at the main event, and then Ambrose and Rollins ran down to help him, you know?
Yeah, I mean? And you could have done it there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they'll do it next week in some fucking silly thing.
More than likely, yeah. And that was Raw.
That was Raw from Denver. Yeah. Might as well keep moving along. Go to SmackDown.
Oh, man, what about Marilyn Manson getting, like, killed on stage?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
You got a gun prop fall on him?
Yeah, well, fuck, that's what happened, man. He put out a new album on Friday, actually. Enjoy it. I've been listening to it.
There you go. I've heard it was good.
Yeah, not bad. SmackDown Live was also in Denver, same arena.
Did you know that they got 2-for-1 tickets? If you bought a ticket for Raw, you got a ticket for SmackDown as well. And nobody showed up for SmackDown.
Well, some people still did, I think.
Well, didn't yeah. They? The opposite of the hard camera size, sure.
Yeah. Oh, I did. I got a picture for the group this week.
Yeah, I seen it.
Someone was like, what? No new SmackDown picture? I'm like, I got you.
I got you, baby.
So, first and foremost, on this show, last week's Promised Fashion Files. No.
Nope. You'll get that at Hell in a Cell now.
These fucking guys got hot, man. They got hot on this shit. And they haven't been in a match in like 2 or 3 months. And they haven't had a fucking Fashion Files in like a month or more.
Since SummerSlam, probably.
What do they do? Yeah, but what are they doing? Why?
I don't know. Well, you want to... Do you know what the dark match was for this show?
No, what was it?
Since Puerto Rico's in the dark, the Colognes are in the dark as well. In a match with Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin.
Holy shit. Oh, they're really fucking building up the, you know, fucking Gable and Benjamin, too, all the pre-show.
Oh, yeah.
Get comfortable. That's where you'll be on fucking Sunday, too, in the pre-show.
It is against the Hype Bros.
So we can fucking finally see that amazing story fucking come to fruition.
Yep.
God damn it.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah, speaking of dog shit, Nakamura is out for an interview with Renee in the ring.
Yeah.
And if you didn't see this, I shit you not. This is fucking reality. He comes out and grabs the mic and says,
"Sticks and stones."
He says, "Oh, stick and stone may break my bone, but words will never hurt me." Aru. Dude, that's a total Vince right there. That's a suffering. This is suffering succotash, dude. Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah, it is.
It's that all over again.
It is. And like, the smile on his face after is just like, I hate myself.
Holy fuck. And you knew it was going to be like, forever, people are like, there's no way. He's so good. He's got so much charisma. There's no way they could ruin him on the main roster.
I was one of those guys.
I present to you Sticks and Stones. May break my boy. That should almost have been a fucking... We should have made that a fucking thing. Yeah. A stick and stone may break my bone. My favorite is that you add the A before hurt. Hurt me.
Hurt me.
Oh my god. The things come out, gender attacks from behind. Fucking, we've only seen that about 10,000 times.
I know. Fuck. So much. Yeah. I'm so sick of it.
Nakamura beats on them for a little bit. They take him out. They stand tall. Fucking big deal. What an awful build for a fucking championship match, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just.
They don't care about it, though, because you got Shane and Owens, right?
I guess. They got Carmella and Natalya taking on Charlotte and Becky, which all the entrances are on the show. Then it immediately goes to commercial.
Yep. I mean, you gotta give them bitches their time, right?
What time that comes back and hits her with a briefcase in like fucking a minute.
Yeah.
And Natalya taps Charlotte. The champion taps the challenger.
Well, 50-50 booking,
than a
right?
week, less than a week before the fucking pay-per-view.
50-50 booking should tell you what's going to happen next.
Oh my god. Why would you ever do this? Even if that's what you were doing, why would you do that?
I don't know. It's just WWE. They've got themselves in this stupid little fucking thing where everybody has to win and lose.
Would you not do something where Carmella, you know, I mean, even if you want the heels to win, fucking have a pin Lynch or tap Lynch or something. I don't know.
Or Carmella uses the briefcase.
Or Carmella costs the match for them. I mean,
Ellsworth is there. Ellsworth could cost them. You know, Ellsworth could help them win or whatever. You know, like, whatever.
Anything other than the champion tapping the challenger, like fucking less than a week before your pay per view. I don't understand that. Nope. Man.
But I mean, we're not
45. Yeah, 45 minutes into the show, which is where we're at now. The new characterless Bobby Roode defeats Mike Kanellis in a minute. Yeah. He's interrupted, excuse me, post-match by Dolph, who's calling him a kid. It's great. Yeah. Bobby Roode's 40 years old.
Yeah, I know, right? Jesus. This whole thing sucks. It's so bad.
He leaves, the crowd starts chanting CM Punk very loudly.
Yeah.
Comes back with a marching band, bass drum, glitter and noisemaker, which was all dumb, and I was like, oh, this fucking sucks, except for when he gets in the ring and he's got like the fucking air horn. He blasts it right into the microphone with just this deadpan stare at Roode, which made me fucking laugh. This reminds me of like shit you do to annoy somebody. Yeah. Where you just like do it and you just like look at them with that blank fucking look.
Yeah, it's like, fuck,
that was well done.
Give you.
Yeah. So I was like, I popped for that, actually.
Like, Ziggler is good at being a shithead. You know what I mean? A piece of shit. He's good at it because he looks like a piece of shit. You know what I mean? So
he looks like a dude who would fuck your girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah, and then tell you about it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Snapchat you fucking pictures of it.
Oh, man, can you imagine? I'm so glad I'm not a teenager.
This is the end of this is really good too. They did a fucking fantastic job of this, where Roode kind of does his, you know, because And as he builds up for the glorious, the crowd does glorious right as the song comes on. It was fucking well done, dude.
They, you know, it's, I guess,
the crowd,
I guess,
during glorious was with the first glorious of the song, you know?
Oh, yeah, no, I guess I'm stuttering because I don't want to give Kevin Dunn props. You know what I mean? But like, it's like, yeah, that was pretty well done, you know?
Every once in a while, I mean, he will impress you how good of a job a beaver-human hybrid can produce a fucking thumb. You know?
It's crazy what they can do with their thumbs.
Yeah. Do you think his mother was the beaver or is his father the beaver?
Oh, man, that sounds pretty dominant, man. I would say it was the father.
I mean, yeah, it looks like the father, right?
Yeah. Yeah, like, yeah. I don't think no woman gets laid looking like that.
He's got his father's fucking teeth.
Yeah, it's like, I'll fuck you if you just don't open your mouth.
Oh, look at him. He's adorable. He's got his father's teeth.
He just, one single tear rolls down his face.
Yeah. Fuck.
Exactly. My dad is fugly.
The fucking beaver. Usos are out. They cut a good, screamy, kind of fucking 80s cocaine promo.
Yeah, yeah. Reading their rights to the Usos.
They're interrupted by the New Day, who are hawking underwear, I guess.
Yeah, they are. They have put the New Day on everything.
So, yeah, they talk. No brawling, which is nice. I thought we were going to be spared a ginger promo, but no.
There was
one. Backstage.
Spare me, Jim. Spare me, please.
Yeah, I don't have anything to say about it. Just salt.
Good, because it was fucking horrible.
Here's another questionable fucking thing you do before your pay-per-view. Dillinger defeats Corbin with a roll-up.
Yep.
I don't understand that.
No, I mean, to me, it screams of 50-50 again. It's like,
that Corbin's going to get the belt.
I feel like it, yeah.
That's a fucking bummer, dude.
That is a bummer.
God, like, damn.
Yeah.
But even so, that doesn't even make sense, though. I mean, like, he may win the belt, but it's like, you remember yesterday when he fucking, you know, I remember 3 days ago when he lost, like, to that guy that, you know, they refused to do anything with?
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I do feel, because AJ Styles doesn't need the title.
Yeah.
AJ Styles will be AJ Styles and just as popular without the United States title. So, Baron Corbin can use it a lot better, or a lot more. But
this could have been your chance to fucking build up Dillinger, because he was already in on this. They could have had a fucking Dillinger and Styles match. Doesn't matter that they're both faces. And you could have put it on fucking Dillinger, which would have made that guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, he's already over. Somehow he's still over, despite them trying to fuck him over, it seems like, at every fucking at every chance they get.
Well, I mean, the 10 thing is super easy to remember, too, right? Because they're still doing it, too, when this is like, when they go aside. 10. They're still ingrained in them, so it's very,
it's like I said, I talked about it on here or whatever a couple weeks ago, where people are like, trying to make the argument that, like, he's not over, just the 10 thing's over. What's the fucking difference?
Yeah, there is no difference.
When he comes out, everybody fucking does the shit that he does. I mean, that means he's over.
Yep. When Gangrel, okay, let's say Gangrel didn't have the fangs and the whole brood thing in the WWE, would you have cared about him?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, maybe.
Oh,
I don't know. Probably not.
But no, you wouldn't have.
Was there a vampire gimmick back then? That's who was rocking a vampire thing?
No, well, I'm saying without all that, take away the gimmick.
Yeah.
He's just another dude that shoots porn now. So
yeah, he does shoot porn. Still wrestles, too.
Yes.
Yeah, fucking weird. God damn it. It just everywhere I fucking look.
Yeah.
The exact same thing as yesterday, as the day,
like,
before.
It legit, like, I'm pretty sure it was same verbiage, right?
It was exactly the same.
Yeah.
Even where she got a tear in her eye was at the same spot.
Yeah, it's this, you know, fuck it.
Oh, you cunt! What a cunt!
And you know what? Just to piss off Warrior.
Gay! Rusev and English are out, which I fucking love these two together.
I know.
There's no
many
singing.
More good Rusev days to come.
Yeah, I love that, dude. I loved that, man. Yeah. I thought that was awesome. That's Rusev, why I still feel
like I love Rusev. I just do. I love him.
Yeah.
Like, I still feel like if I was gay, I would date him.
I feel like he's got a great face running him, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think he's hilarious. You watch him on Total Divas. He's funny as fuck, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He just seems like a funny dude. Like a dude you'd bro out with.
Yeah. I don't know why they don't make him face. Dumb. And if you're going to keep him heel, fucking do something with it, but...
How about align Rusev with the New Day?
Oh, that'd be weird. but I could see some gold in that, possibly.
Just starting to just yelling, just a macho stance. New Day rocks.
Orton wins the RKO out of nowhere, of course.
Of course, yeah. I mean, it's Aiden English, right? So it's Claudio Castagnoli in 2009.
Good God, just fuck off with Orton. Seriously. Yeah. Just fuck off with him. Never. I don't want to see this guy anyway. Zayn gives Shane some advice backstage about wrestling Owens, which he has plenty of experience with.
Yeah, what, 879 matches or something.
What do you think about this Shane and Owens segment that we had
here? I quite enjoyed it, honestly. Like, not the talking portion of it. And aside from how Shane can't take a powerbomb, everything else is pretty good. I liked how they brought back going out into the concession stands.
And just I haven't seen a fucking brawl in the concourse in a long time.
Right, exactly. I thought that was really fun. You know, like that just seems more realistic to me.
Yeah. Now that we've got the good out of the way, let me bring up some bad. First off, making this a false count anywhere match is
why the sell.
Fucking stupid.
Why is there a sell to begin with? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, it takes away, and not that you have the illusion that a Hell in a Cell match would, you know, take place in the fucking cage only. When's the last time that happened? I'd love to fucking know that.
I'd say the tag team match this weekend will.
But before that, how long has it been?
The women's.
Did that never get out of the cage?
No, I don't think so.
Didn't they lift it up because she was on the stretcher?
Oh, maybe.
Okay. And then it was outside?
Maybe.
Either way. I didn't like that. And I didn't like that. So they go up and do the concourse thing. They show the entire fucking replay except for the powerbomb. Which, I mean, that powerbomb was pretty shit, huh?
Yeah. Oh, it was garbage. It was
so maybe bad. That's why they didn't show it. But why did you show... Like, I watched it for 2 minutes, and then I had to watch the replay immediately. For 2 minutes, I suppose, while fucking Chubbs McGee got down the fucking stairs. I'm just joking.
He's fat!
He was fat. He was gassed when he came back down. He got to the ring and he's like...
Yeah, I would be too.
No, I'm just fucking goofing around. Anyway, to the powerbomb Shane until he forgets his kids' names. So I thought that was pretty good. And then says he will drag him up and throw him off the cell. Why would you even fucking put that out there? You're not going
to
do that.
Because he's going to go up there and he's going to try, but he's not going to be able to do it.
Mm.
And the pin is probably going to take place on top of the cell.
What do you think about the addition of that, of the false count anywhere, being that they go backstage and do some kind of a fucking stuntman pre-recorded fucking thing?
It's possible they did it with Kane and Shane in 2003, where he chokeslammed Shane into the fire, which was a pre-tape.
Which, why wouldn't you do that at this point? I don't know. I feel like that's your chance to do something. But he might. You know, you never know with this fucking guy.
Yeah, he jumped off the cell before, like a year ago.
Yeah, that was fucking... That would look like shit, too, onto a crash pad and shit. Yeah. Which, I mean, I'm not saying, like, well, you shouldn't have a crash pad, pussy. I'm just saying, like, you probably shouldn't jump off the top of the cage.
If that's what you need to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if that's what you need to do, then just don't do it, because it's not worth it. And, oh, that's one of the worst fucking... That actually is, like, one of the worst moments in fucking the history of wrestling for me. Because when he does... Before he does, the camera is right on Cole, who's standing there. and reading from a script about, oh my God, he's on top of the cage, this and that. You know what I'm saying? He's not even looking.
Yeah.
He's absolutely just reading this off the script, and it's just like, whoa. Just disgusting.
Yeah, snafu right there.
Yeah, right. That's all he does. You sit there and you just read the shit. I don't know, he makes sure that they're in the right spot or whatever, but very fucking pathetic in my opinion. But how about that classy broad who, with a beer in her hand, who fucking twerked on Shane? If I was single, I'd be like, fucking, who is this chick?
Hit God bless her.
Yeah, hit us up, man. Maybe get yourself a date with Tyler.
Yeah. Long distance, babe.
I don't remember if she was hot or not. I just like the idea of a broad with a fucking beer in her hand, dude, twerking, you know?
Yeah, just on national television.
She's like the kind of chick you go out and like eat some fucking spicy wings and drink some beers with, you know?
Yeah, never sees mom or dad.
Oh, my God. But yeah, pretty good shit. I thought that headbutt was awful at the end, too, if we're talking about bad things.
Yeah.
Like, Shane standing there waiting for it was very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it just reeked of predictability.
It was funny because it looked like a pretty shoot headbutt, but production was so worried about you seeing it that they didn't let you see it. You know?
Bravo.
So, in the end, you probably took a shoot headbutt that they didn't show because they were too worried that it was going to look fake as fuck.
Yeah, that's getting really dangerous right there.
Yeah, there's your
all for naught.
SmackDown Live, I thought was pretty much shit, but I mean the Shane stuff and Owens is good, I guess.
That's about it.
The New Day and Uso shit is good.
Yeah,
pretty much the stuff around the only two matches I give a fuck about watching on this was good.
Is that a coincidence? Yeah.
Let's get right into Hell in the Cell predictions. Well. I'm sure you're excited to see how you fare after you had 100% on the last one.
Well, yeah, now I gotta try to figure out how to join that Cool Kids one.
Oh, right, yeah. And the Cool Kids group, you can send a request to join the group. I think there's actually questions you have to answer.
Yes, there is, I believe.
About pro wrestling. I don't know. I've been in there longer than they've had that, but... but yeah, they do like a pool where you can go in and vote what's going to happen, and you can win the pool or whatever. It's pretty fun. But yeah, man, you want to take us through this bitch or what?
Okay, so we'll start from the bottom. Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin taking on the Hype Bros on the kickoff match.
Like the most fucking obvious shit ever, right?
I would assume that Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin win, and the Hype Bros disband.
Which is, that's the problem of this shit, man. That's the problem of how they do stuff, man. We've seen this coming for so long that when it happens, it doesn't gonna matter. No one's gonna give a fuck.
AKA Asuka.
Yeah. And what are you gonna do with this, too? Like, what are you gonna do something with Mojo Rawley? He's the shits. I hope you fucking fire him afterward.
Oh, man. It's
awful.
I can't see anything that you can get out of that guy.
His best chance is in a tag team.
Yep.
And if you're breaking up the tag team that he's in, I don't know what you're doing. You're going to turn him heel.
Him and Lars Sullivan?
Him and Lars Sullivan?
Yeah.
Heel?
Oh, without a doubt.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, you got to have him heel. You hate him. Like, kids are around him and they hate him.
No, people like fucking Mojo Rawley, don't they?
I don't like those people, so those people don't exist to me.
I mean, he's like an inherently face guy.
Yeah,
at the end of the day, he's just like that, dumb fucking dog, you know?
Super AKA excited about Enzo.
Yeah, who's just super excited about shit.
Man, I don't want that. Want that in my life. I don't. I don't want to be friends with that guy. I don't like him.
Well, I don't either. But some people fucking do. Look at Gronk, his buddy Gronk. People love that fucking guy, and he's just a fucking idiot.
I think they just like the idea of him.
It's just like a douchebag jock guy, you know?
Yeah, I think you can only like the idea. A pity like. It's like, oh, you're dumb. I like you, though. Okay, yeah, I'll like you. You're dumb.
Fair enough. Put me down for fucking the new American Alpha.
WGTT 2.0.
Yeah, the second best tag team.
Yeah. The world's so, yeah, that's great.
So yeah, that's fine. Put me down for that.
We got Randy Orton versus Rusev. it's got to be Orton, right? Orton has
it's fucking got him because he's lost to everybody. Right? He lost to Mahal a ton of times. Yeah. Then what did he do? He beat Rusev last pay-per-view. Lost to Wyatt a bunch. Yeah. He beat Rusev last pay-per-view.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, so who are you going with?
Jesus. It's foolish to pick to go against Orton, isn't it? At this point?
It feels like it.
I'm going with Orton, dude.
I am as well.
Which is dumb, because like, you could do something and make a guy like Rusev instead of just, well, I don't know what you're doing with fucking... God damn it. This makes me angry, talking about WWE bullshit.
Trying to predict their stupidity?
Well, they're just so fucking stupid, yeah.
Bobby Roode versus Dolph Ziggler.
Bobby Roode!
It has to be, right? If Ziggler wins, this should be a sign. If Ziggler wins, we riot.
Well, I mean, Roode too. I mean, I don't know. They aren't going to use him for that, right? He's at least 40, but... I mean,
why bring him up on the main roster if you're not going to do something with him, you know?
Well, I know. It'll be Roode. I'm thinking Roode and that easy.
United States Championship. AJ Styles versus Baron Corbin.
God damn it. So me and you are together so far, right, on this?
Everything's together.
All right, where am I going to make my move? I got to make my move somewhere. Take something different than you. You're taking Corbin, I'm sure.
I am. I am taking Corbin, actually.
Yeah, I'm taking Corbin, too.
You are?
Goddamn. Yeah. Okay. Maybe not. You know, I don't know. Well, fuck. God damn it. I should think these out ahead, but I never do. I feel it's like more interesting for me to just do it on the fly. I'm going to go with Corbin.
Okay.
And maybe they'll go from that to him and fucking... Dillinger or something.
Oh, possibly. Yeah, I can see that. We got SmackDown Tag Team Championship and a Hell in a Cell. New Day taking on the Usos.
Hmm. Interesting. What do you got for that? I think it's going to be a great match.
Oh, I think the match is going to be tremendous. Probably going to be the best match of the night.
Yeah, this is the match I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I would imagine the New Day wins.
Mm. Yeah, they just got him back.
Exactly. I don't see. Like, I do know that they want the New Day to be the whole, you know, beat the Dudley Boys record. But I mean, still got plenty of time. But so I'd say New Day should win.
I could see this one going either way, man.
It's possible. They have been going. They have been hot shotting it back and forth a little bit.
I'm going to go with the Usos on this one, dude.
This is your move right here.
This is my move. I'm making the move. And I'll tell you why I'm making the move. I feel like from here, where do you go? If the New Day get it back, they have to move on to something else. What else? What is there?
There really isn't anything else, is there?
You put it on the Usos, and you put them with American Alpha Part 2.
But now somewhere in this, too, the Fashion Files will return, so... We don't know what's going to happen there.
They're face too, though.
That's true.
Yeah, they only have other. Is there another heel tag team there? The Ascension,
Rusev and Aiden English.
Oh, what, the Ascension?
Ascension, yeah.
I'd rather see the Ascension in something, but yeah, I'm going to go with the Usos on this one. But I think it's going to be the match of the night.
Yeah, oh, without a doubt. SmackDown Women's... Did you hear that?
Yeah, rednecks, man.
Oh, man, love it. Fucking, that's a sarcasm, by the way. SmackDown Women's Championship, Natalya taking on Charlotte Flair.
I think this will be where I go outside and smoke or something of that nature. Be honest, man. I could give a shit about this, but I'm going to go with Charlotte Flair.
I am as well, honestly.
Are they going to... Oh, see, now I got myself fucked. Where they do whole events where they don't change any belts, and now here I am looking... I already got two of them. Three of them! Oh, no, that can't be. They're not going to do that.
Well, do you think they're going to change the championship, the WWE championship?
No.
Well, then...
But you still, I picked the Usos, and I'm picking Charlotte, and I picked Baron Corbin. That's three.
So did I.
All right. I don't think they're going to change three belts on one fucking B pay-per-view. Well, we'll see.
No, you're possibly right. You are. You're possibly right.
I'm like, oh, fuck, hold on. I'm going to go back. But I won't.
You know what, Jim? I'm going to go back, and I'm going to change my U.S. title.
That's the one that I was thinking. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm changing it over to AJ Styles.
All right. I'll stick with Corbin. Make it more interesting.
So, okay, WWE Championship. Mm-hmm. Jinder Mahal and Nakamura. We've already heard you say Jinder Mahal is going to win. I'm going to say Jinder Mahal is
winning. I think so. That two-time shit is kind of fucking
weird. Yeah, but I mean, did I just plant that in your brain for this? I wonder.
Oh, bro, Spurs. Bro. All you mocks, bro.
Fuck yeah.
Decent. I'll go with Jinder. I'll go with transgender Mahal.
I'm going with Jinder as well.
It's funny, too. It's like the one match that could necessitate a fucking cage, right?
Right. Okay, now, this scenario is the only way Nakamura wins. Jinder Mahal wins after the Singh brothers interfere. Angle will come out and say, no.
Whoa. Brian?
Oh, wait, Brian. Yeah. Fuck me, man. Where am I?
Shows.
I just jumped the vortex, bro. But no, Brian will come out and he'll restart the match and the cage will lower.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That would be.
I actually really like that.
Yeah, that would be dope. I'll be shocked if it happened, though.
Well, that's a better idea than anything they're coming up with. I like it.
You know what? I'm not doing that. I want to get 100%. I don't want to. That's what got me it last time was the whole Enzo swap.
Yeah. I would pick it, but I already picked three fucking changes. There's no way that's even going to happen. So who knows? I think we're going to be way off on this, but we'll see.
It's possible.
If you're listening to this before Hell in a Cell, I'll be live tweeting them shits at Suplex City Limits. So
I might be at the Federation.
There you go. You go get them plugs, baby.
Get them plugs, motherfucker.
Get them shit. All right. Well, let's.
Shane McMahon taking on Kevin Owens in a Hell in a Cell False Count Anywhere match.
The False Count Anywhere. Is this where Shane wins?
Yes, obviously. His father got the shit kicked out of him. You know, like, Shane got the shit kicked out of him. He's called down his family. There's no way Shane doesn't win.
Yeah,
unless Hunter decides to lift his non-football contract clause and come back during football season, and we all know that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Interesting.
I seen somebody bring that up, and it was like, come on, Triple H hasn't worked a fall in years.
Yeah, he's on vacation.
I enjoy the autumn weather, yeah. I don't know who the fuck I'm talking like, but...
Yeah. Like Canadian Triple H, young Stu Hart. But yeah, you would think like, oh, they are not going to put over one of their, you know, Shane over one of their top guys, and then you remember that they actually wanted Shane to beat. They wanted Shane to beat Undertaker in the fucking Hell in a Cell.
There's no way Kevin Owens beats Shane McMahon. There's no possible way.
Yeah, I'm going with McMahon as well. So there you go.
Yeah.
There's the picks. I guess we'll see what happens.
Hopefully,
hopefully
that gets 100% again, but I don't think I'm going to at all.
I don't think so either.
I'm so doubting many of these choices.
The fact that you pulled that off, I don't think I've ever pulled that off in the fucking history
of
the show.
I've never done it.
Take that back. I think I did fucking once, but no less, it's a pretty impressive feat. Let's get through some of the best of the rest on these other fucking shows. I don't know. Do we even need...
We don't need to go through Lucha Underground. We've went through Lucha Underground.
Well, do we even need to go in depth on these other ones?
No, not really, no. Like, NXT, we had Ruby Riott and Nikki Cross against Peyton Royce and Billie Kay. Who cares? The Ruby Riott...
Dude, we've seen this match every other which way. Like, when I was watching this, I honestly had to hit the button to see, like, I was like, did this fucking last week? I was confused, man.
Yeah.
About last time. Maybe it wasn't last week. Whatever the fuck time it was. I was like, is it? Because I thought I was actually watching an old show. That's how similar it was.
Yeah. It's disappointing. Then we get, though, this is not as disappointing. Lars Sullivan cuts a promo with some big words in it.
I thought that was super disappointing.
Oh, dude, the fact that he used the big words, I was like, haha, not bad.
Really?
Yeah.
I felt like, why is this fucking dude who looks like something you'd fucking lock in the basement using big fucking words? You know? It's like fucking Frankenstein's monster or something, you know? This guy shouldn't be talking.
No, he shouldn't be. He shouldn't be.
In my opinion, he should just be a fucking animal.
Yeah, just a Matanza.
Yeah, exactly.
We got Zelina Vega, Savio Vega's estranged sister. Or daughter, who knows. Fucking outside, talking on the phone. Blah, blah, blah.
She's Vega from fucking Street Fighter's niece.
Yeah. And slowly she just talks about Johnny Gargano and shit and goes inside. She's got a fine, plump booty on her.
See, Austin Aries broad, man.
Is that who that is?
Yeah, he's crazy. I think so. I think he's crazy to leave that chick just down there with all those fucking jackals around.
I know. Jesus. Roderick Strong looks like the kind of guy to fuck your girlfriend, too.
No.
I feel like he is.
He kind of does look like that, but I think he's a pretty good guy, actually.
I don't know, man. I've watched, like, shoot interviews. He's pretty bro-ish.
He is pretty bro-ish. That's true. He looks like a bro as well.
He does. Does douchebag. we get the Undisputed Era. They will take on Sanity in a 6-man tag in 2 weeks.
That should be pretty good.
It should be.
Oh, this next segment pissed me off.
Really? Well, kind I suppose of. The Leo Rush part, hey?
I was like, oh, fuck, yeah. Leo Rush's debut. And, like, just washed away immediately. Like, oh, never mind.
Yeah, so Patrick Clark comes out, or Velveteen Dream comes out and attacks Leo Rush. All at the same time, Aleister Black's doing his entrance. He comes in, rolls into his ring, does the sit-down, doesn't even acknowledge Patrick Clark. And I like how they're building this now, how Velveteen Dream is going to make Aleister Black say his name. You know what I mean?
It's been pretty decent, actually. Yeah.
Aleister Black won't call him the Velveteen Dream. It's just he calls him Patrick.
Yeah.
So I just really like it. It really is. It's if you're going to have Aleister Black talk, at least they're utilizing it in a decent way.
Yeah, before the Dream attacked there, I thought it was actually interesting that they did Leo Rush, you know, no videos, no anything beforehand. But then as I remembered as it was happening, I was like, but the difference here is Mauro Ranallo knows how to get this guy over.
Yes.
On his way to the ring. Cole and those guys, they failed miserably at that shit.
Oh, man, because they're but so dippy.
Mauro's damn good. He got this. I feel like he got this guy over and he didn't even have a match. You know, like, he came in and you knew this guy had pedigree.
Honestly, he looks like the type of guy that does anyways. You know what I mean? He looks like he can just do some wacky shit.
Yeah. So, as crazy it is, I think I'm in on this Black and Velveteen Dream thing.
Oh, man, I've been down since day one, and you know it.
That's day one-ish?
I loved day it one when H. he went to kiss him. When he went to kiss him, I thought it was the fucking bomb.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Day one is H, man.
Day one is H. Fashion peaks, baby.
Kairi Sane and Aaliyah.
Oh.
She's awful, dude.
She's getting better. I can't say that because I don't know if that's just Kairi Sane.
Yeah, right. I just feel like this chick is never going to be worth anything. You know, it's like when you see somebody and you just know, like, they're just not going to ever be money in wrestling.
One thing she did well in this match, though, she took the elbow drop quite well. You know, sitting up and then coming down with it.
I'll give you that, but that's negated by her fucking the worst reception of chops ever. I was very offended by her reception of chops in this.
She can't
dude.
Sell to save her life.
She puts her fucking whole torso out, you know, at her. Like, to me, if I was in a training facility and I saw her doing that, I would never let her on TV. just from based on how she takes jobs. I don't know. It really pissed me off seeing it. I was just like, oh, it was so bad.
I get it, man. I get it. She is fucking
I hate when
bad.
You fucking, unless you're doing the, you know, we're going to go back and forth with chops, strongman style thing. Unless you're doing that, it's super shitty if you just stand there awkwardly with your fucking chest way out for it.
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And then, yeah, we talked about the main event.
Yeah, they announced also that next week we'll get Nikki Cross, Liv Morgan, and Billy Kay in a three-way. Not the three-way thinking. One in the
yeah, no shit, dude.
Yeah, I know. Fuck. And then Johnny Gargano and Andrade Cien Almas next week as well. So pile that onto the list of matches
could be.
That could be pretty goddamn good.
Yeah, you got that. Plus, we have New Japan next week.
Oh, Kings of Pro Wrestling. I got the card here, too. I'll run down that before we go.
I thought we did that last week. Pretty sure we did.
Oh, fair enough.
Sorry. We did. Yeah, we did.
I think we did.
Because it's Evil and Okada, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, we went through that. And at the end of this, kind of building up with this, McIntyre wins. They shake hands afterwards. Strong says it's not over. And as he's on the ramp, the Undisputed Era show up behind him, exchange words with him, and then walk away, which is, you know, kind of an interesting.
Do you think Roddy joins?
Based on the fact that I know the spoiler stuff?
Oh, wait. Yeah, that's right. He doesn't. Should we just say who Roddy teams up with?
I have no idea how they're going to get there, dude. I have no fucking idea.
Okay, you know what? You can plug your fucking ears, you little snowball queen, okay? He's teaming up with the Authors of Pain.
I have no... How are they going to get to there? I don't understand.
I don't know. It baffles me. It's like this, where Andrade Cien Almas ends up. Baffles me how he gets there.
They should have put him with these guys, man. Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah.
I don't know why you wouldn't put him with them. You know, just... we are a stable of bland, boring white guys.
Baby!
Yeah, bland, boring white guys. Baby! No, I like those guys. But yeah. Really, it'd be a good fit for him. Plus, then there'd be four of them, which, you know, is a good number to have for a faction.
That's how many fingers you have.
Yeah, is the thumb not considered a finger?
No, it's not.
Or do you just have fucking? You are from. I know you're from Newfoundland. Maybe you only have four fingers per hand. You don't know people from Newfoundland only have four fingers, man. Jesus,
evolutionary flaw, man.
There you go. So that is fucking NXT. This is a pretty good show, actually.
Yeah.
The only things off Lucha we didn't talk about, they had a battle royal for a unique opportunity. And even though I love battle royals a lot, this one was pretty shit. It was shitty, wasn't it?
It was.
To everybody who says, like, oh, you guys, you know, suck Lucha's dick, and which, yes, we do, but this was shit.
And even Lisa and Katrina, not a great match. Just smoke and mirrors.
Oh, all dude, it was a shitty match.
I should put like a parenthesis next to that match saying so much smoke and mirrors.
Nah, it's about like what we like. It was entertaining. I think it was entertaining enough, but they had the return of Pimpinella Escarlata.
Yes. Now, Jim, would you kiss Pimpinella?
No, I'm not going to kiss any dudes on the cheek.
Well,
I
like,
guess
if he came and grabbed you by the head, would you just violently push away?
That's an interesting thing. Well, it depends what he's going for. Like, are you going for like a cheek thing? I mean, I can do that.
Well, he's going to kiss you on the lip. She knows he is.
But if like every word had an S at the end. Every word he knows he was. Every one of us are fucking. He knows he would.
He knows he would. Would you?
I mean, what am I gonna do? Like fucking, you know, like punch him, and call him a faggot or something? Well,
I'd probably roll with it. Fuck it.
Yeah, you probably just got to go for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I was wondering about that. Are those people like know ahead of time, or does he just come out and just like fucking grab straight boys?
One guy did like just run away.
Yeah, well, I would too. I would too. I don't want to be fucking kissed by. But I do love Pimpinella Escarlata, and I've always wanted since they got Joey Ryan, because Joey Ryan showed up pretty early in
the match.
And I was like, dude, this would be such a fun match. I would love to see that. Is it weird that that's like one of my dream matches?
It's well, Joey I mean, Ryan if you're and, actually going to have it in a dream, yeah, a little bit.
And Joey Ryan and Pimpinella Escarlata, who, let's be fucking honest, is one of the worst wrestlers ever.
Pimpinella?
Like, in the ring, Pimpinella
oh, yeah.
awful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's probably 50.
Yeah, I love it, though. I love the gimmick of it.
I do, it's too. Fucking... it's fun. I like seeing him going around kissing dudes. I don't know what it is. It's funny.
I like the idea of exoticas. You know, that's common shit down there, Mexico.
Yeah.
I like it. I think it's cool. You know, especially in those tags, like we had a Triple Mania where it's like a fucking male wrestler, a woman's wrestler, an exotica, and a midget on a team against the same on the other side. That's fucking awesome.
It is.
Have you, I'll watch that.
So. Did you ever watch the Christopher Street Connection? Like that were the tag team that was in ROH back in the day?
Not familiar with them.
No, they were the same. They were like just gay guys, and they go around kissing dudes.
That's good. I'm gonna know that.
It was fucking. It was you should look it up sometime. The Christopher Street Connection.
I like the name of it. The name's good.
Yeah, like it's just so weird. Like especially for the time too. Like that was 2002, 2003.
Yeah. Very fucking well. That's not the first time fucking someone's done that shit.
No, no. But I mean, just in that area, that environment just seemed odd.
Oh man,
you know, ROH that. Land of the straight wrestling just like grapples. Yeah. There's this gay tag team kissing dudes.
What's coming up on the Federation this week? Are you off for the holiday?
Actually, we haven't really said this, but we are going to be taking a different schedule. So we're going to become a bi-weekly podcast.
Not only bi curious and bi-weekly.
Yeah.
I'm going to come on you like nobody's ever come on you before.
I fucking love that one. Damn it. Who says that?
Magnum TA.
Yeah, I guess. But who would say something like
I
that?
I don't know. I'm assuming he meant to say come at you.
It's fucking glorious. So every 2 weeks, then, huh?
Every 2 weeks, but the next one will be Survivor Series 2003? Actually, yeah, it will be Survivor Series 2003.
Well, I don't even remember anything about that.
I don't know.
Well, there you go. It's always fun when you go in, you don't really know what happens.
Yeah. Like I that's usually how I go into every show. It's just like, I don't know what's going to happen, and then I'll research from there.
Speaking of announcements, and plan on, but tomorrow... Jared and I are going to attempt to record a new episode of Pay-Per-View Take 2.
Son of a bitch.
First one in a long time. I can't guarantee anything. I didn't even want to say anything about it because the way that we record is like, maybe it'll work.
Yeah.
Fucking, I don't know. But hopefully it does. WCW Uncensored 2000, which is an amazingly... fun and awful show all at the same time.
That's what Yappapai, right?
It is. It is. Yeah.
What a fucking... Oh, man. Ric Flair tripping up. Oh,
dude,
man.
It's... This show is... It's amazing, dude.
They almost killed Ric Flair.
It's awful, but it is super fun all the way through. So
yes.
Hopefully that'll be coming up on the channel soon. We'll give it a shot.
Hey, I don't have an episode coming out. To prequel that, go over to the Federation and listen to the episode Yappapai.
Oh, you guys did this?
Just the match. Just the whole
Oh, just the match.
Yeah.
Oh, then you missed out, dude. You missed out on fucking Terry Funk with a chicken on his hand and shit. Seriously. No, seriously. Yeah.
I think I did miss out.
Yeah, I just never thought I would ever utter the words, and out comes Terry Funk with a chicken on his fist.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking raw chicken on his fist, dude.
Oh, it wasn't like a chicken glove. Just a raw chicken.
Oh, it was a real chicken, yeah. It was a shoot fucking chicken. I imagine it was raw. Just man, fucking, I suppose you
salmonella.
Yeah, you punch somebody, and not only do they get the punch, they get like the salmonella as well.
So you're gonna feel that in the next couple days. Try attacking me on Nitro when you got a shit in your pants.
Exactly.
Good on Terry Funk. That's smart.
Go wrestle him in a fucking horse stable. Yeah, he had to wonder what the fuck when he was wrestling in WCW. Just like, what in the fuck am I doing?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wrestling Norman Smiley in a fucking horse enclosure, getting gobbles kicked in the face by a horse. What the fuck is going on? I'm Terry fucking Funk. God damn it. So keep an eye out on the Suplex City Limits channel for that. We've got new Cuddling with Coddle all the time. The ending of the last Cuddling with Coddle is amazing. Fucking amazing.
It is.
And, of course, SCL Extra, where we have just kind of us bullshitting while we smoke before the show. I don't know why it's a thing that we smoke before, because we just smoke the whole time, too.
Well, we just smoke all the time, is what I've gathered.
Smoke two joints before you smoke two joints?
Yeah, pre-joints.
Yeah, pre-joints. So, yeah, all of those fantastic shows on our channel. Of course, the Federation over there as well. Check that shit out. Shout-outs.
Wait, we need music. That's not yet. That's not yet.
Oh, we'll get to that later. Yeah. Did you have a song? I always forget.
I do have a song week, picked out. I do.
I forget to be like, hey, maybe this song, and it's something fucked. But no, shout outs to all of our friends in podcasting, Wrestling Soup, of course, the Federation, Sat Pod, The Strap, Shooting the Shiznit, Out of the Van, Monday Night Snore on YouTube. Check out Wrestling Shorts, Rock Reviews. And if we need to do these Twitter shout-outs, what song do you got?
Can you hear it?
Oh, dude, it sounds... What is this? This isn't bad.
Search and Destroy by Iggy Pop.
There you go. I like some Iggy Pop. So, you can get yourself a shout-out as well by retweeting our pinned episode on Twitter, like all of these fine folks. So we just want to give a shout-out to AC Patty. Of course, Bobby Anthem. Love Bobby Anthem. Super good guy. Arturo Hernandez. The Cinnabud Podcast. Johnny Quixote? I don't know. Come on, that's a weird name.
I got the Cinnabud Podcast seems like a weed podcast. Am I right?
Your high source for discussions on horror, sci-fi, and action entertainment. So, yeah. If those guys, any of them watch wrestling, they should come on the show. They like to smoke pot, it looks like. Jake and Tom Conker Podcast. The Fickle Fanboy. Wayne G, who is a fucking super cool guy on Twitter. Underdog Podcasts. Viva La JD, shout out to him. All the way in Australia.
Send a question, you son of a bitch.
The Federation, of course. JC Sterling. Jeremy Foltz, he fucking strikes again. He'd do anything. He's a fucking double shout out on the show.
Yeah, he wants you to say his name as many times as possible. It's as if he's Candyman.
Yeah. Chris Rouse, shout out to you. Samoan Drummer is a cool ass dude on Twitter as well. Nerds with Words Comedy Podcast. Awesome Sunday Show. Long Box Scavengers. Caleb Morganfield. You can check out his band Red Shores. EMZT Productions, the infamous one, Chris Savage, of course, Jay Orduna Sr., and even I retweeted it. Shout out to Jim Vicious. He doesn't get enough fucking credit on this show.
Oh, shit. Oh, by the way, this was supposed to be Jim's birthday bash, if you're listening to SCL Extra.
My birthday was yesterday. We should have recorded yesterday.
So happy birthday to Jim Vicious.
Yeah, man. Thank
you. Old as fuck.
Old as fuck.
Yeah.
Old enough to remember when wrestling was cool.
Yeah, 6 years older than me, so I can say that.
That's fair. I'll take it. I'll take it. We got anything else before we get the fuck out of here? Your song is still playing, by the way. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, right. Well, I mean, Jesus, we've only been just finished shout-outs anyway, so fuck them. But, I don't know. No, do I have... Oh man, if it burns when it pees, when you pee, just go see a doctor. Usually it's just some pills.
Life right feels up.
Better, yeah.
Fair enough, man.
That's all I got to say.
All right, well, we thank you very much for tuning in and supporting the show. We'll be back next week to recap Hell in a Cell. So that should be fun.
Kings of Pro Wrestling. Lucha
Kings
Underground.
Kings of Pro Wrestling,
Ultimate
yeah.
Trace or whatever.
The next week's top five is going to be crazy.
We might have to do more.
Well, there won't be any matches from Impact or Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, but...
We're saying that now.
Yeah. Go ahead, but I really do still feel like I was really impressed by that one from that Championship Wrestling from Hollywood.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look that up. You're saying it's like 10 minutes in?
Yeah, 10 minutes in. So I might actually start watching that show, dude. It's pretty fucking decent.
Well, I'll take my judgments when I see that match, and I'll take it from there.
There you go. I think that will be it. So, as always, until next time, may you get all of the dick and or pussy you desire, and anal.
Yes. Get that in there, too. Yes, extra.
that fucked me up, though. Oh, shit. Remember, a winner is you. And as always, be excellent to each other. We'll see you next week.
There goes the last DJ who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. There goes the last human voice. And there goes the last DJ. There goes the last DJ who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. And there goes the last human voice. And there goes the last DJ. Sometimes it will kind of come in, and I'll bust a move and remember how it was back then. And there goes the last DJ who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey. Yeah.
living in.